This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden has chosen Admiral Lisa Franchetti to lead the Navy, an unprecedented choice that will make her the first woman to be a Pentagon Service Chief and the first female member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Admiral Franchetti, the current Vice Chief of Operations for the Navy, has broad command and executive experience and was considered to be the top choice for the job. President Biden noted the historical significance of her selection and said, "Throughout her career, Admiral Franchetti has demonstrated extensive expertise in both the operational and policy arenas. Admiral Franchetti is a surface warfare officer and has commanded at all levels, heading the U.S. 6th Fleet and U.S. Naval Forces Korea. She was the second woman ever to be promoted to four-star admiral, and she served multiple deployments, including as commander of a naval destroyer and two stints as aircraft carrier strike group commander. President Biden chose Franchetti based on the broad scope of her experience at sea and ashore, including a number of high-level policy and administrative jobs that give her deep knowledge in budgeting and running the department. And President Biden underscored the historical nature of the nomination and believes that Franchetti will be an inspiration to sailors, both men and women. Franchetti's nomination will join the list of hundreds of military moves that are being held up by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. He is blocking confirmation of military officers in protest of a Defense Department policy that pays for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion or other reproductive care. President Biden, in a statement, blasted Tuberville for prioritizing his domestic political agenda over military readiness. President Biden said, "What Senator Tuberville is doing is not only wrong, it is dangerous. He is risking our ability to ensure that the United States Armed Forces remain the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, and his Republican colleagues in the Senate know it." Israeli lawmakers on Monday approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's divisive plan to reshape the country's justice system, despite massive protests that have exposed unprecedented fissures in Israeli society. The vote came after a stormy session in which opposition lawmakers chanted shame and then stormed out of the chamber. It reflected the determination of Netanyahu and his far-right allies to move ahead with the plan, which has tested the delicate social ties of Israel, rattled the cohesion of its powerful military, and repeatedly drawn concern from its closest ally, the United States. The overhaul calls for sweeping changes aimed at curbing the powers of the judiciary, from limiting the Supreme Court's ability to challenge parliamentary decisions to changing the way judges are selected. Netanyahu and his allies say the changes are needed to curb the powers of unelected judges. Israel has no written constitution, but only a set of quasi-constitutional basic laws, and has had a relatively powerful Supreme Court, the only check on the power of the Knesset and the government, since the executive and legislative branches are always controlled by the same governing coalition. Netanyahu wants to force through the reforms since returning to power in December. The prime minister and his supporters argue that the Supreme Court has become an insular, elitist group that does not represent the Israeli people. They say it has overstepped its role, getting into issues it should not rule on. The government's judicial overhaul plan has sparked some of the biggest protests in Israeli history, with opponents demonstrating against the proposals for 29 consecutive weeks. A woman was found dead Saturday after an apparent attack by a grizzly bear on a trail west of Yellowstone National Park. A portion of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, which borders Yellowstone, is now closed after the woman was found dead. Grizzly bear tracks were found near the woman's body, which was discovered on the Buttermilk Trail west of West Yellowstone. Grizzly bear populations have increased in the area in recent years. Grizzly bears are protected as a threatened species in the contiguous 48 states. They rarely show predatory behavior toward humans. Most dangerous encounters with bears happen when the bear is surprised, protecting cubs, or guarding a large food source like a carcass. In Yellowstone National Park, there have been 8 deadly bear encounters since the park was established in 1872. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.